Adrian. Adrian. Are you lost in the airport? Or are you living happily in suburbia with a family of your own? We lost contact with no warning, what, 18 years ago? We have no friends in common. You're not on Facebook. You're not in the phone book. You disappeared as if you never were. Other friends have come and gone. Time flows on. It's been so long. The life of a migrant or just an adult means friends come and go, ebb and flow, twist and blow. But it's normally a slow process, a molasses struggle, as we both fight gravity, the tides, entropy. With you, it was a lightning strike, a meteor fall, an atomic bomb. But that's it. That's it. I miss you. Are you lost in the airport? Hi, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Another quiet episode today because everybody is asleep and I'm trying to be quiet. Just the usual thing I say first, the purpose of the podcast that I'm recording right now and you're listening to is to update people who actually know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that. So, that's just to say that if you don't know me and you've never heard of me, I won't be offended if you switch this off right now. In fact, it's a podcast. I won't even know. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one, maybe even update number two to bring yourself, well, up to date before jumping back here. So, Yeah, I got to start with a poem. I was doing a big cleanup today, which I'll talk about in a bit, and I came across something I'd scribbled on in a notebook 3 or 4 years ago, and I thought I'd like to adapt that and do that, and grab some music from the YouTube audio library and just read some poetry to it. Anyway. Hope that wasn't awful. I don't have any perspective on stuff like that for weeks afterwards. So yeah, that's it. All right, let me get to the updates. YTG updates. The interregnum draws to an end. Interns have begun to arrive. New interns have begun to arrive. Chris arrived on Wednesday. Mike arrived Friday. It was kind of when I'm recording this, it keeps getting pushed later and later in the week, but it was a busy week this week. Robin is Saturday, so as of this recording, I am picking them up in about 12, 15, 16, 17 hours, something like that, basically Saturday afternoon. And Isadora is flying in on Saturday. Isadora's from an agency, so I don't have to worry about picking her up. She's already handled. But with the interns who are already here, that gives us six interns who are on site who will actually work on the development of the show, which means we can actually start rehearsals next Monday. I had actually planned next week, because thinking I only had Chris and Mike in town, to do technical stuff like booth cleaning and stuff like that. But, we'll still have to do that. But I'm hoping to start off with a rehearsal and open that up on Zoom so that the interns who aren't in town and the other collaborators like Marie and Sarah can join remotely if they need to. Okay. It'll probably be the only rehearsal next week. Next week's a little bit busy. Let's see what else. I've sent in the process of sending the interns links to about 10 previous YTD shows just to get them in the headspace. Yeah. Nerd Night updates. We already have the ticket pages ready for next time. I need to really push to get that social media stuff out as I get more sort of busy and up and stuff. Oh, such a slog. The update from last week is, yeah, only like, I think we only had 15 people. So that's our lowest turnout since we restarted, which is depressing. Was really hoping we'd start cranking up to like 40, 50 people again, because that really would make a difference in terms of just keeping things running. It's a lot of work for basically, yeah, the net don't, yeah, anyway. it's a great event, but it is hard to run when you don't have a lot of people watching it. Podcasts. Not much to update here. Kate has finished episode 5 and has started episode 6. I have not had time to check all of them yet. Like I said last time, her style isn't my style, and there's still some technical problems that I need to sort out by listening to the episodes, but it'll still save me a lot of time. No photography updates. I have not done any professional photography or even sort of kind of personal art photography for a while. Hopefully I'll get back to that soon. I didn't even take that many photos this past weekend on vacation. So actually, moving into that, let's get onto the life updates. Had a great time on Mount Madarao last week at John's Ski Lodge. That's actually the first time in a long time we've had a vacation. My family's gone on a vacation where we didn't eat out for like almost every meal. We actually ate entirely at the lodge. Now, not healthy. There was French toast involved. And we brought cookies and cheese with us that I'd bought at Costco earlier in the week. And yeah. Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. We did a lot of hiking, some bicycling, and then hanging out and playing video games, which is what Hammy wanted to do. Okay. Right. What else? Taxes. Still working on taxes. I'm about 75% through. I'm now at the point where I'm really just struggling with the software, which I think I mentioned last time is in Japanese. I have English language software that I use throughout the year to put, because I put a lot of my personal stuff in as well, because I like to keep track of like what I'm spending on groceries and things like that. But now I have to move all the expenses over to and properly put them into the right categories for the Japanese tax system. And it's kind of a pain. The bank stuff is pretty easy to move over, but the cash transactions are kind of a pain in the butt, just to make sure that everything balances, which it doesn't. And then just making sure the withholding tax stuff gets moved, because some people I work for, they don't take out the withholding. They don't withhold the tax amount, and some people do. And I need to go back over old invoices and see who, and then check payments and see who did that and who didn't, and make sure I've got the right total so that I actually get money back again this year. Because my taxes are super late, and if I'm not in a refund position, then I'm going to get charged a penalty. I'm pretty sure I'm in a refund position though. That's probably not interesting to somebody who's tuning in for an art update. What else did I do? Today I did a big paper clean out of my office, partly because I needed to find and prepare all the tax bills for when my payment comes in from that Netflix show I did. So the payment for that comes in hopefully next Wednesday. And then I've got to immediately start just paying that stuff out. So yeah, So anyway, it's also the first step to a full office clean out. I sort of cleared all the desk surfaces almost. I've got a few pieces of paper I've got to scan and get rid of that are still sitting on my desk, but I will try to do that over the weekend so that I don't have to deal with those next week. Or so they don't, rather I don't lose track of them and they start sitting here gathering dust like they did before. But yeah, paper clean out is step one. And then I want to do a full office clean out because I think I mentioned before, I want to do a new, completely new setup here. New desk, new setup. I want to do a little bit of maybe sound treatment on the walls, that kind of thing. But I gotta do a lot of cleanup and I gotta get rid of a bunch of stuff before I can do that. Okay, so I think that's it for me this week. I will try to get next week's update out earlier because this is really late. This is going to go out on Saturday, Japan time. Ugh. But yeah, I guess thank you for listening and catch you next time. Andrew out.